Greetings, friends. My name is Tim McGrath, and I'm with IT Global. And today I have some good news for you from the book of John. The topic is God is truth. When I first thought about this topic, I began to wonder, what does that really mean, that God is truth? It's a pretty strong statement. And isn't it true that in our world today, it can be challenging to find truth? But truth is a basic and fundamental characteristic of who God is. Just like we say that God is love or God is good, God's very character is also truth. He is fully truthful, and he has shown that by his actions toward us. And so therefore we know that our trust is well placed in the truth that he has given us, especially that given to us in his word, the Bible. What are some ways that we know that God is truth? Hebrews 6:18 says that it is impossible for God to lie. We see God's truth in his creation and in the great laws of the universe that he also created. For example, we know that God caused the laws of physics to be true, so we know that if we drop an apple, it will fall to the ground. God also gives us a knowledge of right and wrong. Romans 2:14 says, "For when Gentiles who do not have the law by nature do what the law requires, they are a law unto themselves, even though they do not have the law." For example, even unbelievers would generally agree that it's wrong to murder. God also has revealed his truth in the Bible, that he has overcome sin and is restoring a peaceful relationship with all mankind and his creation through Jesus Christ. Today we're going to look at God's truth given to us in the life of Jesus from the book of John, chapter 14. There are three ideas from this passage that I would like to have you remember today. The first one is, Jesus came from heaven to be with us and to reveal God's truth to us in everyday life. Two, God's truth calls us to trust Jesus as we seek to follow him. And number three, Jesus promised the Holy Spirit to guide us into the truth. So let's take a look first at John 1:14. The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only Son who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. This verse says that God's Word, the Son of God, became flesh and came to us in the flesh to reveal the truth to us. What an amazing fact that is. I don't know if you have ever asked this question, but I know I have. Why did Jesus come to earth? Well, this verse gives us part of the answer for that. He came to show us the truth about God in a way that is compassionate, graceful, and loving. He came to us in the flesh. The God of the universe demonstrated to us that he understands our problems, the trials that we face. Hebrews 4:15 says, "For we do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weaknesses, but one who has in every respect been tempted as we are, yet without sin." Jesus came from heaven and became a man, facing all the trials that you and I face, so that he could say, "I understand you." In the earthly life of Jesus, he also taught God's truth through everyday object lessons and examples. Let's take a look at the story of Jesus and his disciples in John chapter 13 and 14. In John chapter 13, we see the disciples and Jesus as they celebrate the Passover before his crucifixion. And Jesus is with his disciples for the final time. He's just given us one of those object lessons in the flesh about leadership, where he washes his disciples' feet and tells them to do likewise as they lead other people. The lesson is that leadership is humble and it consists of serving others. And now let's turn to John 14, verses 1 through 7. Jesus says, "Let not your hearts be troubled. Believe in God. Believe also in me. In my Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, would I have told you that I go to prepare a place for you? And if I go prepare a place for you, I will come again and take you to myself, so that where I am, you may be also. And you know the way to where I am going." Thomas said to him, "Lord, we don't know where you're going. How can we know the way?" Jesus said to him, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you had known me, you would have known my Father also. From now on, you do know him and you have seen him." Perhaps we can understand Thomas's reply that he doesn't understand how to follow Jesus in this situation in life. Have you ever thought like Thomas in your life? Maybe you have experienced a great disappointment or a tragedy in your life and you wonder, why won't God show himself in this? What am I supposed to do now? This is the time in life when we need to remember that it's Jesus who is the way, the truth, and the life for us. Our faith and trust in God through difficult circumstances strengthens us and glorifies God. Reading on in John 14, verses 12 and 13, Jesus tells his disciples a little more of what it will mean for them to follow him. "Very truly I tell you, whoever believes in me will do the works that I have been doing, and they will do even greater things than these, because I am going to the Father. And I will do whatever you ask in my name, so that the Father may be glorified in the Son." Jesus is encouraging his disciples that in his absence, they are going to keep on following him as they continue Jesus' ministry on earth. We are also promised that while we wait for our final reward in heaven and we work for his kingdom here on earth, that whatever we ask for in prayer will be given. He loves us and he will continue to work with us to accomplish that great mission to make disciples of all nations. But the good news doesn't stop there. If you read on in John chapter 14, Jesus explains how the disciples will have another helper. Jesus promises them the Holy Spirit's close and continual presence and guidance. Let's read John 14, verses 15 through 17. "If you love me, keep my commands, and I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to help you and to be with you forever, the Spirit of truth. The world cannot accept him because it neither sees him nor knows him, but you know him, for he lives with you and will be in you." John 16:13 further says, "But when he, the Spirit of truth, comes, he will guide you into all the truth." I remember a time in my life about 5.5 years ago when I was seeking God's guidance about a move that would change my family's life. We moved from California to Wisconsin to be closer to family. This created many opportunities for us to seek God's guidance, and there were many questions to answer. For me, there was a question of what kind of work should I do? We also had to find a new church to do life and ministry with. And we asked, and we are still asking, how can we serve the Lord with all that He has given us in a way that best honors Him? And through these situations and these questions, God challenged my wife Rhonda and I to greater faith to seek his guidance and to honor him with all these decisions. So in conclusion, the fact that God is truth is important to us for so many reasons, including the three reasons that I just mentioned. First of all, Jesus came from heaven to be with us and to reveal God's truth to us in our everyday life situations. Secondly, God's truth always calls us to have faith as we seek to follow Jesus. And we need to seek his provision and power for our lives and ministries. Thirdly, God gave us his Holy Spirit to guide us in the truth about how we should live and follow him each day. So I would like to ask you, what might be some possible implications of God's truth in your life? Could you be experiencing a form of weakness right now, whether it's temptation, sickness, or fear? Just remember that Jesus came in the flesh to help us know that he identifies with our trials and weaknesses. So let's go to God in prayer and seek his strength and power. Are you following Jesus' example of living to do the Father's will? Jesus taught us so many things by example. You could read about his life in the Gospels. For one, he showed us how to make disciples. Who are those people that you have influence with? Could you illustrate God's truth to them using everyday life examples and situations? Perhaps you might be facing an uncertain situation, or maybe you're facing a big decision. Just remember that Jesus promised the Holy Spirit's guidance. You can trust that that truth is from God, and be sure that he will give you the wisdom that you need if you ask for it. So I hope that you appreciate today that God is truth. It's really good news for us. John the Apostle knew how important God's truth was when he wrote his gospel. And he tells us about that in John 20, verse 31. But these are written so that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that by believing, you may have life in his name. We can rest in Jesus, knowing that his truth is completely worthy of our trust. He loves us, and he wants to be with us as we follow him. We have not only the example of Jesus, but we also have his Spirit who guides us. Praise be to God. I'm honored to be able to speak to you today, and I thank you for listening.